One of the highlights of Pope Benedict's historic state visit to England and Scotland later this month will be the beatification of the 19th century theologian and convert Cardinal John Henry Newman. The significance of this event is underlined by the fact that this will be the first time ever that Pope Benedict has personally beatified a person since his election to the papacy. Cardinal Newman was an Anglican cleric who founded the Oxford movement to bring the Anglican Church back to its Catholic roots. He became a Catholic at the age of 44 after a succession of clashes with Anglican bishops and was later made a cardinal. Newman died in the city of Birmingham in 1890. His beatification was announced in 2009 after the Vatican declared that the miraculous healing of an American deacon from a crippling spinal condition was a result of Cardinal Newman's intercession. That American deacon was Jack Sullivan from the Archdiocese of Boston, and he told me more about the outbreak of his spinal illness and how he was inexplicably healed after praying to Cardinal Newman.
The problem began on June 6th of the year 2000. I woke up that morning with severe pain in the back of both my legs. I was rushed to a local hospital, and after reading a CAT scan that was performed, the doctor explained to me that the lumbar vertebrae in my lower back, together with the disc, for some reason had turned inward, squeezing the spinal cord. And the doctor recommended that I immediately consult with a spinal surgeon in one of the larger Boston hospitals, as my lower functions could shut down and I could become paralyzed. And there was serious concern about that. Finally, I met with the chief spinal surgeon of one of the larger hospitals in Boston, who performed a myelogram and indicated to me that the bone from the disc and the vertebrae were not only squeezing the spinal cord, but there were bulges above and below the affected area, that I needed immediate surgery or I'd be paralyzed. And he scheduled surgery for early September. Unfortunately, I was scheduled to return to my formation classes to become a permanent deacon in the Archdiocese of Boston. I had completed 2 years and was expecting to enter into my third year. But realizing the severity of this, obviously, I consented to the surgery, but I was totally distraught. I came home, and I turned on television set, and on the program, there were two priests talking about Cardinal Newman. I had known only little about him, that he was a convert to Catholicism and a great writer. That's about it. And they were talking about the difficulties Newman had with his vocation and all of the sorrows and misfortunes that he endured.
And when you watched this program, at the end of it, you made a prayer. Was that right?
Correct. At the end, they showed on the screen, if you receive any divine favors from praying to Cardinal Newman, please contact the postulator for the cause of beatification at the Oratory of Birmingham, England. And because they flashed this on the screen, I wrote it down. And then after writing it down, I thought that I should pray to Cardinal Newman with all my heart. My prayer was a relatively simple one. Please, Cardinal Newman, help me to walk so that I can return to classes and be ordained. I didn't ask for healing. I simply wanted to ask for that favor, that divine favor that was so important to me, so uppermost in my mind.
So you went to bed, right? And then tell us what happened.
In the following morning, I woke up totally pain-free. I was just astounded, and as was my wife. I was able to go to work without any pain whatsoever. But the problem is I still had the surgery scheduled for 3 weeks, and I was supposed to start my classes at that time. And I consulted with the second surgeon that I had made arrangements to see, Dr. Robert Banco.
What was his reaction when he saw that you were now pain-free?
Well, first he looked at the films, and he said that I shouldn't be able to walk at all. Then he was astounded when he saw me walking normally without any pain and with strength in my legs. He said to me, I wouldn't recommend that you undertake the surgery without any symptoms such as pain or disfiguration. He said, go back to classes. I'll stay with your case. This situation can't last for very long. and I'll be available if the pain returns to immediately perform the surgery, hopefully in the Christmas vacation when you have some time. But contrary to what he thought, I was pain-free throughout the first semester and then the second semester for a total of about 9 months. And immediately after the last class, pain returned in full fury. I was scheduled for surgery on August 9th of 2001. And during the procedure, the doctors encountered serious complications. Dr. Banco advised me after the surgery that the dura mater, or the protective lining surrounding the spinal cord, was badly torn and all of the fluids had come out. And instead of being a month or so to recuperate, it was now 4 to 6 months.
And how bad was the pain? Were you able to walk then?
No. I was in total agony, constant agony, so bad that you have difficulty sleeping. I couldn't sleep the first 5 days after the surgery. The pain was just excruciating.
Can you tell us then about your second prayer to Cardinal Newman and what happened?
Yes. I then realized I was in the same situation I was the year before, and I had to at least try to walk. It took me 10 minutes just to get to the side of my bed, and with the nurse's help, to get my feet over the bed and onto the floor. But I had to lean on the bed with my forearms because I couldn't stand up, and I was in total agony. And then in this difficult moment, this moment of great anxiety, I again prayed to Cardinal Newman, the same prayer I said the year before. Please, Cardinal Newman, help me to walk so that I can return to classes and be ordained. And then suddenly I felt tremendous sensation of intense, very strong heat and a very, very strong tingling feeling all over my body.
And what were your feelings also at that time? What were your feelings?
I felt a tremendous sense of peace and joy, a feeling that I've never had before. I was totally captivated, totally transfixed by God's presence. I had no willpower of my own. And then I developed a strong sense of confidence that I could walk, that everything was okay, that everything was going to be fine. And when this feeling, this trance, if you want to call it that, I had no awareness of anything around me during this period of time. And when I came out of it, I was standing up, whereas moments before, I was leaning on the bed in agony, and I could walk. The nurse handed me the walker. I said, I don't need it. I'm fine. And I started to walk normally out of the room and up and down the corridors. She followed me. I was walking fairly rapidly.
So at this point, you had no further pain, you're saying?
Yes, because I had exclaimed right when I was coming out of this state, I have no more pain. It was as if it never happened. Of course, I was discharged that same day. And within a week or less, I was walking a mile or two every day.
And you went back, didn't you, to see the surgeon who had operated on you. What did he say? What was his reaction?
Well, recently he did a filmed interview for a film crew from the BBC, and he stated that the spinal cord is usually the size of a quarter, but in my case, it was the circumference of a pea, and I should have been paralyzed during all of this, these 2 years. He said usually recovery from spinal surgery of this type takes from weeks to months, depending upon the severity of the problem, but my back was the worst he'd ever seen, and the most difficult to operate on. He was asked, you know, would you tell us what the prospect of Jack's recovery was? And he said, in my case, actually, there was no recovery period. You see, my condition after the prayer was as if I never had a back problem whatsoever, or even surgery.
So how did he describe your healing? What words did he use? I mean, did he sort of use the word miraculous or what?
He said there was absolutely no medical or scientific explanation for what happened to me. On the first event, he said that situation where I was pain-free for 9 months, although my condition hadn't changed, was totally miraculous. There's never been a case recorded where that has happened. With regard to the second event, he said that his healing, his recovery was instantaneous immediately after his prayer. And in all my years of surgery, I've never seen anything like it. It was truly a miracle.
So he was convinced of that. But I gather that your wife wasn't at first convinced, was she? Tell me a bit about her reaction.
She couldn't piece it together. She knew that my healing was sudden, but she looked at it from a medical perspective, from an earthly perspective. She was delighted that I had recovered so quickly. But as far as a miracle is concerned, these things don't happen. And she was a bit incredulous initially. And as the weeks went by and we talked, she saw all the things I could do. I could walk, I could work outside in my garden, my vegetable garden. I could lift heavy boulders. It took her some time to realize that this wasn't normal, that this was a very, very special happening.
What about yourself after this happened? Were you convinced straight away that this healing was out of the ordinary? What were your feelings after it happened?
Well, I knew that Cardinal Newman had come to my aid right after the first event because I prayed to him and I went to bed, and when I woke up, I was totally pain-free. But after the second event, surely Cardinal Newman had come to my aid a second time in a very dramatic fashion in that case, because I went through that experience of being, you might say, in the presence of God, a very unusual experience, and certainly not a natural experience. But when Dr. Banco told me these things after we had spoken, after my prayer, after I asked him, Dr. Banco, how do you explain these things? I wanted to get his medical explanation. I knew that Cardinal Newman had interceded for me with God, but I wanted my doctor to tell me what he thought before I wrote the letter. And when he said what he said, that it was a miracle, that there was no scientific or medical explanation what happened in either event, it was then that I decided to write. But the interesting thing about this was that a year later, I was ordained a deacon at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. And on the same day, the postulator for the cause notified me by email that the fathers of the oratory had voted to begin the process of the beatification of Cardinal Newman and to take my case to Rome.
I was speaking to Deacon Jack Sullivan, whose healing paved the way for Cardinal Newman's beatification.